This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 133 people have died in flooding in western Germany, where water levels remained high in many areas. Houses continue to collapse in the country's worst natural disaster in half a century. Some 90 people have died in the Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, according to police estimates on Saturday. Hundreds of people are still missing. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg. Over the past several days, the floods have mostly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia. They've cut off entire communities from power and communications. The flooding has also hit parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. At least 20 people have died in Belgium. The United States is experiencing a rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Experts say the increase is largely due to infections of the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus among unvaccinated people. Four states with low vaccination rates were responsible for 40% of last week's new cases, but officials say cases have risen in all 50 states. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Friday that last week the U.S. had a daily average of 26,000 new cases. Both Walensky and U.S. President Joe Biden have called the latest trend a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And there's worry that Tokyo's Olympics could become a super spreader event after an unidentified person inside the Olympic Village tested positive for coronavirus. The person is reportedly not an athlete, but someone from abroad helping to organize the games. Kyoto News says there have been a total of 45 COVID infections announced by organizers since July 1st. VOA News.